The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody. The Punt is back for a look at the midweek Champions League semi-finals in the company of Ron Atkinson and Derek McGovern. You both well?
Yeah, very well.
Excellent. Premier League over Easter weekend. Chelsea pretty much handed Liverpool the title on a plate, and that means they've got one more test to pass, and that's not managing to throw the title away themselves. And it's even tighter at the bottom, 8 points separating 12th and Sunderland right at the foot of the table. You're still going with City, Derek?
I am, Lee. I'm more convinced than ever. I am. I know this. What is it?
It's a superstition now.
Well, I tell you what, City ain't going to drop another point now. Because by the time they come to play Everton, their only difficult task, Everton could well be, you know, fourth place could well be beyond Everton by then. Anyway, the two games in hand they've got, 9 points behind Liverpool with two games in hand. I still think they're going to win it. I still think Liverpool
Derek,
will lose
Derek,
to Chelsea.
What have you been drinking?
Let me tell you what,
the usual phrase, Custer had more chance at the Big Horn. Listen, get that defence mechanism out of your system. The league has won. It's done. What do they need? 4 points, don't they?
No, 7 points they need.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, they need to get 86 points, and it's 87 points, and that's the most Man City can get. Is 86. So they need 7 points from the last three games. If they lose to Chelsea...
I'm telling you now, the league is won.
Not often a 1-6 shot loses either, Derek, is it?
Well, when I backed it, frequently.
Anyone who hasn't had a bet on the title race, 25-1 Chelsea? It's not beyond the realms if they beat Liverpool, is it?
It is beyond the realms.
I think Chelsea have got a better chance than City.
Really?
Yeah. They're playing them next week.
Liverpool? Yep.
Yeah. They have to beat them. If they don't beat them, then the league's won anyway.
Ron, if Chelsea beat Liverpool, it opens the door big time for Man City. That's why I'm saying I think Chelsea have got a chance of beating Liverpool, ordinary though Chelsea are. I just can't believe it. It maybe is my defence mechanism, but there's going to be a huge hiccup from Liverpool because you don't in the Premier League when you're going for the title win 14 games on the spin to win.
They don't need to. They can draw two of those and
They can only draw one of them. They've got to get 7 points from three games. That's presupposing City win all the others.
City got to go to Everton. I don't fancy them there. Mm. Have you seen Chelsea lately, by the way?
The crap.
I've got to tell you, the last two, okay, Swansea and then again at the weekend, they were awful.
He did say, though, to be fair, that they couldn't win the Premier League. So he's got Mourinho's always right. Remember,
yeah.
We'll come on to Chelsea in a bit.
Was once again a defence mechanism. he will have thought deep down, tongue in cheek, I've got this one sorted.
Just a quick word on the top four. No need to really discuss this. Arsenal 1-5, Everton 3-1 after the weekend. Great win for Everton. We said that it might be the final knife in David Moyes for this season anyway, and it turned out that way. The relegation picture, unbelievable now. Cardiff are 1-6, Norwich 1-5 to go down this is. Fulham 4-9, Sunderland now 4-5 after picking up 4 points from City and Chelsea. Of course they did. Then you got West Brom 7-1, Villa 14s and bigger, 33s and bigger the other two. it's almost like you predict it one week and then it changes, isn't it? It's still quite hard to predict this, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, without having the fixtures immediately to hand, who they've got to play. I mean, I think the big mover in it, and we have said for a while, is that they could find themselves right in there's Norwich. I think Norwich are definitely the Glass Mountain team. Mind you, it's not a Glass Mountain; it's a little hill, isn't it? They've come down because they've always for the last. I think their form guide over the last 12 games, I think it is bottom anyway. I think they've taken 8 points or something from the last 12 games.
Well, they ain't going to get any better, Ron, because the last three games are United away, Chelsea away and Arsenal at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a side that's not even in the relegation zone at the moment.
No.
And yet they're 1-5. What did you say, 1-5 to go down or something, Lee?
Yeah.
I mean,
the maximum they might get 3 points somewhere out of that lot. They might. And that's the most they get, isn't it?
West Brom are the team in danger on now. You've been dodgy about them all season long, haven't you? They are in big danger.
Yeah, but you know. I think they're a result away. I think they can win a game. Let me think, they've got Southampton next week, I think.
No, they've got Man City away tonight, obviously, that's Monday night. But there's no point, nil pois there. West Ham are home as their best hope because they've got Sunderland away and Arsenal away.
Yeah.
And then maybe Stoke at home in the last game, but you know, that's not a nailed on. They are the dangerous team at West Brom. Sunderland could get out of it unbelievably. Cardiff could get out of it. Fulham could get out of it. These were down and out a few weeks ago.
Sunderland and Cardiff, I doubt, could both get out of it. They play each other next week.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
There's still some. I mean, that's why it's so hard to predict, because there's so many teams playing each other, and it's very difficult to say what the point total will be, and etc. One of the best things that came out of that chat, though, was that the Glass Mountain's now been, we've got a new thing, the Glass Hill. I like the Glass Hill, the mini hill. Glass Mound.
They didn't have so far a slide, did they?
Love that. Let's have a look at the Champions League semi-final first leg, shall we? Starting on Tuesday on ITV, Atletico Madrid versus Chelsea. 19-20, the Spanish side. 23-10, the draw, and Chelsea are priced up at 3-1. Four games left in La Liga, and Atletico are doing Liverpool, or maybe Liverpool doing Atletico. They haven't conceded a goal since the 1-1 draw at Barcelona in the Champions League quarter-final first leg. Diego Costa's back playing and back in the goals. As for Chelsea, well, Ron just kind of alluded to it there, didn't he? A shock defeat to Sunderland was their first defeat in three, but the performances have been pretty wretched of late, and that ended Mourinho's 77-match unbeaten run as Chelsea boss at Stamford Bridge, remember? They do come back, Ron. Every time they've lost a 90-minute match this season, they've come back and won the next one. I think bar once, early in the season when they lost to Basel in the Champions League, that followed a defeat at Everton. But generally, it gets them back up for it. This is a tough one, though.
It does, but all of a sudden, there's an air where they had an air of almost invincibility. You could watch them and you think, well, they'll win. Funnily enough, and I heard the commentators, Alan Smith said it yesterday, and I'm thinking, I think Sunderland might win this, the way the game's going. And he actually came out and said that. He said, I think there's a chance that Sunderland, if the next team to score, could be Sunderland. And they're resorting to that lumping it in. And I'll tell you, the thing that struck me, you didn't see the game, Derek,
I don't think, did
you? No. Do you know the thing that struck me? How much they missed Mata. I really do. I don't know, people might say, well, he ain't quite happy with United yet, although he's not done bad. But I don't know what Oscar does. Mm. Oscar just flits around like an apprentice that they've given a game to. Will.i.am's playing well. He's doing well. He looks the most productive of the midfield players at the moment. Will Hazard be back tomorrow?
It's an injury doubt, Ron.
And all of a sudden they look very, very predictable. So you don't see them really going out and making the game. And I know sometimes it's best when they don't have to make the game, when the opposition come at you. But I can't make much of a case from winning in Madrid. I would fancy of the two, I'd fancy Madrid to win it.
I guess that's the thing, though, isn't it, Derek? I suppose what Ron said there. I mean, maybe that's when they are at the best, when they don't have to go and make the game, when they can just be organised and set back and try and pick one off on the break. If they can get a 1-1 draw, a 0-0 draw, or even a 1-0, they'd be happy with that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, they would. Yeah,
obviously,
but I mean,
a 1-0 yeah, with.
But Madrid aren't going to be going hell for leather, are they? Atletico Madrid. That's not the way they play. I don't, the manager's a cagey guy, and he's going to know exactly how Mourinho's going to set up. I look at Chelsea now, and a team I tipped for the title earlier in the season if they bought a new striker. Well, criminally, they never did that. So the strike force is non-existent. The players, the magic players, you expected things from, the Hazards, the Oscars, they've dipped, they've gone in form. And then you're left with the old English guard who got way beyond the sell-by date, and it's just an absolute puzzle to me how they've reached the semi-final. They ain't going to go any further. I think Madrid, just knocked out Barcelona, by the way. I think when you get to the semi-final of the Champions League, there shouldn't be good things, but I think there are two good things this week, and Atletico Madrid are very good things. By the way, they've never lost at home to English opposition, and they've won, they've won all five home games in this season's Champions League, including against Barcelona. They battered Chelsea 2 years ago, remember, in the UEFA Super Cup?
Yeah.
Absolutely mullered them. And they're a better team now than they were then, and Chelsea are a lot worse team than they were then. So I think it's a nailed-on home win, this one.
Interestingly enough, I was looking at the past six seasons at this stage, and there have been seven home wins, three draws and two away wins. So home wins are, as you probably would expect, with quality teams in the semi-final of a European Cup at home. But it just backs that kind of idea up that even if it's just a 1-0.
I think it might be two. I'd be looking at a 2-0.
2-0, yeah. 2-0 for Atletico Madrid is priced up at 7-1, Ron. So it's an
advantage. Hey, and by the way, probably their most reliable defender, Ivanovic, isn't playing, is he?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Terry, you know, he's, mind you, he's showing. He got away with one or two things yesterday.
His experience, I guess, 10-11, by the way, for Diego Costa to score, which is short in a Champions League semi-final first. Like, I thought we might get a bit of, like, just over even money rather than the 10-11.
The other big thing is, will Cech be back?
Oh, I think he will be.
I think he's due to. When I saw the team news yesterday, he was due to be due to play. Some look at some of the other prices. Samuel Eto'o, of course, great record in the Champions League, and you know he has been scoring goals. 11-4 to nick one for Chelsea. But when you look at the list, like you said, it's hard to really make a case for any of the Chelsea players scoring unless it's maybe from a set piece. Or,
the only goal scorer I'd go for. And the irony of it all would be Torres. That's if he plays.
Yeah, of course, yeah. He's 11-4 as well.
Could be the pace the end.
Cahill incident. Cahill 16-1, Terry 12-1.
Yeah, I just don't see Chelsea score, and I think that, you know, if they can get back to Chelsea with a, you know, with still in the tie, I think they'll be delighted.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that.
So you're going 2-0, Ron?
I'm going to go 2-0, yeah.
Yeah, I might go home with.
That's easy, you know, it's just under even. That's big enough. But if you want to go further, I'd say Madrid to win without conceding.
Very good. Let's have a look at the second of the semi-finals. What a game this is! Sky Sports 1 on Wednesday, 7:45. Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich.
I'll tell you what's interesting there, by the way. I didn't think they allowed two teams from the same city to play in the same week.
I wasn't sure about that, actually.
Very often they'll move one to the following week, won't they? Or reverse the fixture.
I wondered about that, and then I forgot to check it, if I'm being honest. But obviously, the UEFA can bend whatever rule they like, can't they, I guess? Okay. That's what they do. Real Madrid are 13-10 to win this leg. 2-1 the draw, and Bayern Munich 12-5. Bayern Munich first. After winning the Bundesliga, they went on that run of 1-5. That win was the 3-1 win over Man United in the quarter-final second leg. But the last loss of that run was a 3-0 defeat at home to Dortmund. Since then, they've won 5-1 in the Cup and then 2-0 in the league. Mandzukic back in the goals as well. As for Real Madrid, they're trailing Atletico in the league, but have got a game in hand. The man at the minute is Gareth Bale. 6-6, including that wonder goal to win the Copa del Rey. What a season he's having. Ronaldo is expected to play as well, though he's back in training, and they're saying he'll be fit for this one. Mouthwatering tie this run, isn't it?
That's the one. And he can come back, he can play in this kind, he's Schweinsteiger. And it was only a one-match ban he got.
Yeah, I think he's...
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I actually do fancy Real Madrid. I mean, I've fancied them all along to win the tournament, so I'm not going to go off them now, particularly if Ronaldo's playing. And I think they'll win this one. I think they'll win the whole match. Looking at the back line, it's not necessarily a back four they play, Bayern. I actually think Gareth Bale might just, if he gets the same space to run into as some of those Man United forwards could have had, I think he might rip them to pieces. I would fancy Real Madrid. Quite a confident shout for them, actually.
6-4 Bale for scoring time in the match, Derek.
Yeah, well, I wonder, Ron, by the way, can we go back to Gareth Bale a minute? You and Roberto Savage, this time last year, who really put the questions here, better player, Gareth Bale or Ryan Giggs? And you two, unbelievably, went for Ryan Giggs. Do you stick by that?
I think Ryan Giggs has achieved not a lot more in... Don't forget... Hey, by the way...
He's 100, that's why. He's had that many years.
I understand that, but I'd also say this. You like talking about whether Stanley Matthews was better than Tom Finney. You're talking about two very, very high professional players, great players. I would have said Giggs over the distance has been better, but Bale can achieve that.
Mm.
I also know for a fact, and I think I've said this on there, that Eric Harrison, who was the youth coach at United for so many years, brought all them kids through, actually recommended Bale to Fergie well before he moved. Well before.
Did he?
Said he's the best youngster in Britain.
Yeah.
And that was going
the way
back.
He burnt, well, we spoke about it on Friday and Robbie mentioned it, but the way he burnt past the ball, I hadn't had a chance to watch it when Robbie mentioned it. I watched it then. It's funny because Ron said, Derek, he said he had time for like a burger, a cup of tea on the sideline, then he carried on.
Yeah, he did. The defender looked like he was wearing Gareth Barry's boots. I mean, it was just ridiculous. But yeah, listen, Ron, if Giggs ever dreamed of being as good as Bale, he'd have to wake up and apologise. Bale is a world beater.
The goal he got against them weren't as good as the goal Giggs got against Arsenal.
That was a lucky goal, that one. I've never rated that goal, by the way. It's the most overrated goal in the history of football, that one.
Serious. I did the game, I'm telling you. That was a goal.
Yeah.
That was a goal.
Bale scores them every week. He's just a tremendous player.
Look, Man United are struggling, right? They've lost to Everton at the weekend. Just, you know, just leave them alone.
Never. It's my raison d'etre. Listen, Ron's right. One of Ron is right about one thing. I mean, Lord of Averages says he has to be. Madrid are certainties in this one. You know what? I know the past 2 years when Bayern Munich have been getting all this acclaim, best team in Europe, power, pace, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at them and thinking, how is that? I just, deep down, I didn't want to say because I looked like a loon because they were winning everything, but I've never really been that impressed. And against Man United, who every team in the Premier League is murdering at the moment, I thought they were exposed. And you look at Madrid side and you've got Ronaldo and you've got Bale, and then you look at Bayern side and you've got their best two players, Robin and Ribery. I'm sorry, they just don't compare. I fancy Madrid big time. They're 5-4 to qualify the Spanish team, and I'm that's mortgage material. I think Madrid are certainties.
Yeah, and a Madrid double pay, well, decent.
Yeah, yeah. Now, well, that's the thing. I said at the beginning of the bulletin, I think the two Spanish sides, two good things. You never get two good things in European Cup semi-finals. Well, you have this week.
Yeah, 13-10 and 19-20 as we record this. The single prices. Are you as confident as Derek is on Real Madrid?
Well, I'm confident. I'm confident. I think they'll have it all on. They might even have to do something great in the second match, but I think they'll go through.
Yeah, very good. The Europa League semi-finals are being previewed by a new podcast that we're doing, the European Football Podcast, so make sure you check that out. They're pretty experts in the foreign football, and they asked, so I said, why not?
Who are these experts in European football? Who are they? Name them, come on.
No idea. I thought, I'm in Florida, I'll let them have a stab at it, it's fine. I've got Mickey Mouse to go and see again. Chaps, by the time we speak again on Friday, looking forward to the Premier League weekend, Liverpool will probably be crowned champions when City lose to West Brom this evening. Derek, we'll expect you in your full Liverpool kit on Friday.
I will be. I'll be wearing it. I'm wearing it now.
Say no.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks,
okay.
Derek.
See you later.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.